Hundreds have arrived at Parliament this afternoon, actually from 4pm, to celebrate RNZ Concert's 87th birthday. Included are musicians who will sing and play classical tunes for the gathered crowd. This, of course, after a proposal to gut the station and move it onto an AM frequency, AM-only frequency, to free up some FM airwaves for a youth station. RNZ has put those plans on hold. But organisers of today's bash say the future of the station is still uncertain, and they're hoping to show RNZ and the government how important concert is to them. And it's just kicked off, so we cross to Parliament now to RNZ reporter Jonathan Mitchell. Jonathan, welcome.
Good afternoon.
What's the mood like? What's the vibe?
Well, there's hundreds of people have arrived, Wallace, and more people are just arriving as we speak. You might be able to hear the cheers behind me. We've just had the official wire to welcome, but it's going to be a brilliant afternoon over the next hour and a half of musicians from around the country. There's a good cohort here. They've been practicing for the last half hour, and we're in for a bit of a treat.
So I understand it. It's a mix of speeches and music excerpts from classical symphonies or concertos or what have you.
Yeah, that's right. So Mozart's Lacrimosa is playing in just a few minutes. There'll be a number of choir performances as well. But as you mentioned, yeah, some speeches too, including from Wellington's Mayor Andy Foster. Arts and Culture Minister Grant Robertson will also be popping out from Parliament to give a speech, as well as the poet Bill Mannheim.
Right, okay. Have you had a chance to talk to people gathered about why they're there, Jonathan? And is it a smattering of ages?
Yeah, I would say there's a complete diversity of ages, Wallace. You know, families with young children, students are also here, young people from high schools playing this afternoon with their music, as well as a number of people that, you know, you'd class as RNZ concert audiences. But some of them even have Save RNZ concert t-shirts on. There's also a number of billboards, but I would say the overall mood here is pretty jovial, and people are excited and looking forward to this afternoon.
All right, RNZ reporter Jonathan Mitchell there, who is at Parliament with this birthday bash come protest. Stephen Jacoby, what you thought of this issue. It was certainly a big issue in the last couple of weeks, wasn't it, media-wise?
Oh, very big issue. And Wallace, I have to tell you, I signed the petition. I also changed the photo on my Facebook page. How about that for activism? I think it's great that RNZ management has changed its mind on this issue, and it's a great example of people power, although my millennial children tell me actually it was an example of boomers just organising themselves to protect what they want. Anyway, let's not go there because that's a bit too much, especially around the dinner table. But anyway, but I just noticed your reporter saying the diversity of people around there in Wellington today. I think that was the point. This isn't just about oldies. It's not just about the elite. It's actually much more across New Zealand society, and that's a good thing.
I've actually got a friend who is a professional musician who is at the protest today, and she wrote very eloquently on her social media about being a young woman in Timaru, having no real music in the family, and listening to Concert FM as a young child, and it really leading her into a passion for music, which is now her professional career. And I'm extremely hopeful that there will be people power here. I don't think this is a station, you know, of a very small minority of people. I think it's listened to and enjoyed by a lot of people and a diverse range of people, because I am a Concert FM listener and I love classical music. Absolutely. And that's not something I'm saying because of what's happened here. I actively listen to classical music and really enjoy it. And I get angry when the suggestion is that it's, I mean, I'm a moderately middle-aged person, but, you know, I'm not a boomer. So it's not.
Well, this is what the Taxpayers Union put out a statement today saying, look, RNZ concert, this to both of you, is a nice to have, not a need to have. Its listeners should be, in their words, bloody grateful for funding for the station that wasn't cut entirely. The station already has 18 staff, so let's not feed the beast any further. What do you think of that, to both of you? Stephen, you first. They go on to say that every dollar spent on RNZ concert is a dollar that can't be invested in pharmac, frontline policing, or tax relief for struggling New Zealanders. Is it a nice to have?
I think that RNZ concert listeners are taxpayers. and they deserve also to have their place in the sun. And government is all about finding the balance between differing things that need to be invested in. But this is the heart of public radio. This is something that, the market probably, that private enterprise probably wouldn't fund in quite the same way, as opposed to another youth station, which quite clearly they are prepared to fund. This is an example probably more of market failure and of the public broadcasting system coming in behind it precisely for the benefit of taxpayers.
And I'm also really sick of this position that that is a dollar that won't be spent on, you know, tax reform or the homeless crisis, because that is not how taxation works.
It's a dollar that won't be spent on a highly popular youth radio station, perhaps, like Triple J, which plays 65% homegrown music. Imagine what that would do to music infrastructure in Aotearoa.
I think it would be amazing to have a publicly funded youth station, but I don't think we have to have one or the other. And further to Stephen's earlier point, we must also see the value in investing in arts and culture. Those are important parts that speak to who we are as a nation.